10,359, Land Design, Inc., west of Road 341, 400 feet south of Sandy Landing Road, being lots 9 through 25 within the cove at Sandy Landing Development. A variance from the minimum lot width requirement in the conservation zone.
Name and address for the record.
Oak Square, Suite 3, Ocean View, Delaware.
And your name?
Tom Ford.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I am representing Sandy Cove Landing, LLC, in this application. This particular site, just a little history, was approved for 77 cluster units a couple of years ago. It has now been reapproved for 25 one-acre lots. The 77 units that was approved was going to have a sewer treatment plant and central water and so forth. Given the market conditions and the developer, my client ends up buying the land, wanted to go for a traditional subdivision. It is in the conservation zone, and we did get approved for the lots that we were are representing here tonight. The in the conservation zone, it does have requirements of for 1,000 feet from a water body, which we have the Indian River Bay up here and the creeks coming along the side here. So the entire site, basically the 1,000 foot just cuts right off into this vicinity. So just about every bit of this site is in the conservation zone, and each and every lot does fulfill the 1 acre lot minimum and fulfills the 150-foot minimum on those lots that front the water body. And we vary from as little as 162 feet along the water body to as much as, I think it's 280 feet along the water body. So we fulfill those criteria. We also fulfill, and what I'm asking for is the lot width. Each and every one of these lots averages greater than 150 foot in width. If you go to the definition, however, of lot width, it typically directs you to the lot width at the front yard setback at 150 feet. So that is basically the variance that we're seeking here tonight, is that and in the conservation zone, they have another area where you can seek a variance if you've demonstrated that you have met the intent of the conservation zone. And I would like the board to realize that when you lay out a plan with amorphous land and a curved road, lots next to the road are typically going to be narrower than out at the very end of the lots, because they're it's becoming a radial line that juts out. So the geometry becomes difficult. If we were to make each and every lot at the road 150 feet, we'd probably end up with 300 and 250 foot wide lots up at the radial points. So I want to point out in this plan that we didn't try to keep just at the water body the 150 feet and then narrow it down. We do range at the water body because of the nature of the land between 280 to 162 foot wide. Each of the lots is made up of greater than 150. So I believe if we assume that the front yard is going to be against the proposed road, that we have met, and you each have a drawing there that shows some of those dimensions. It shows the dimensions at the front yard. It shows a line in the middle that is at the 150-foot point,
and then it shows a dimension at the water body, so you can see each and every lot, how they join on the property. There are 12 lots that would require a variance. And if you would follow me around this particular drawing here, I'm assuming each of the board members has one. It would be lot 10, 11, lot 14 through 19, and lot 21 through 24. I'd like the board to keep in mind that they do meet all other criteria of lot area being 1 acre or greater. I'd like you to keep in mind that they each and every one of the lots averages greater than 150 feet. And I'd like you to keep in mind that the if by granting this variance, that it will not adversely affect water quality or adversely impact any tidal water bodies adjacent to the conservation zone. I want you to note that in addition, and it was not required by the preliminary, the planning and zoning, but we have self-imposed a 100-foot building restriction line on the lots. So instead of the typical 20-foot lot at the back of the line, we have additional buffer, the building area, even though the lot comes up, and there are no wetlands on any lot. And the tidal wetlands is out where the blue line is out in this area. And the lot line's extended here, and then we have an additional, we have 100 foot from any point that they could even build from. So we've tried to mitigate and stay within the intent of the conservation zone in all regards. Second, we want to ask the board to evaluate the plan and confer that it is in harmony with the general spirit and intent of the conservation zone and complies with the intent of the lot width. I'll take any questions.
Lot 20, is that... Okay, that's...
Lot 20 actually is 150 feet in the back and the front.
Okay.
We have 151 at the front, so we do not need a variance on that particular lot. It's,
okay.
It's very rectilinear, that particular lot. It doesn't radiate. As you can see, these lines begin to radiate out mm-hmm. to follow the land, and that's where you end up with the difficulty of maintaining it at the very beginning of the front setback.
Okay.
The lines in the middle of each parcel, I assume, represent at which point is 150 feet?
That's correct.
So most of these lots, the buildable area is about half of what the setback is. So instead of averaging, say, 44,000 square feet, it would be more like 22,000 square feet of buildable space.
If the commission finds that they want to make the 150 the front yard setback.
If the commission
We're not requesting that, but...
Right.
And you're familiar with the standards for granting a variance? You're familiar with the standards for granting a variance which came with the application?
Yes.
And can you address those for us?
Well, in this particular instance, I'm looking at the conservation zone and the variance, which is 115-194C, which addresses variances to the provision of this section, and this section is the only variance that I am addressing, which is different than the other provisions for standard variances.
Right. In other words, you have to. Do you have that copy in front of you? You don't have the copy of the
conservation zone 115-194C.
Okay. Don't you have that?
And then four of them.
Okay. Yeah, you should have that attached.
Yeah, there's four variances to that provision of that section.
Yeah.
So these are the variances you should consider.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm telling you from one to four there.
Okay. But the it states right in the C number two that the actions can't be created or a result of actions by the applicant, which is what this is.
It's in response to the layout of the land to try and work the land, a good land plan, leaving the open space that we've left on this, which is much greater than that's required, and create a community sense and feeling. And given the amorphous shape of the land, that begins to constrain what you can or cannot do on the land. So I'd like to think that we had an appropriate response to the inherent conditions on this particular parcel without upsetting any or adjusting for any misuse or inappropriate activities along that conservation zone.
And this will result in a hardship, unwanted hardship for you.
I think, you know, every particular parcel of land has its constraints and challenges. And in this particular one, I mean, when we were looking at 77 lots, there was probably 20 or more that were right up against the waterway,
mm-hmm.
all in this area, roads and infringement right on up to the creek area itself. When we moved to this particular layout, we tried to, again, live up to all the inherent. And I guess that particular language and those variances given in this particular segment gave us some hope that the commission would see the benefit in this layout and its open space, and the protection of the 100-foot, which was voluntarily given to mitigate any other aspect of the land so that the land could be developed in the spirit of the conservation zone.
Okay. Mr. Ford, are you saying that the property could not be developed adhering to the 150? Foot requirement?
It would make it very difficult to do so economically.
In the previous plan with the 77 units, would there have been any requests for variance?
I'm not aware of such.
But
I just understand it to be a much more intense use.
I understand that, but you are admitting that the property could be developed in adherence with the ordinance.
Excuse me?
Are you admitting that the property could be developed in adherence with the ordinance, with the 150-foot lot?
Yes, the property could be.
Do you have plans? Did you work on plans adhering to that?
It would significantly alter the viability of the entire project.
I asked if you worked on plans adhering to that with the 150-foot lot line. Do you have a plan that would show that?
I do not.
Do you know how many lots would be, reduction? What would be the reduction in lot?
I think we'd lose probably a third of the lots.
Third. So you're asking for 75% of the lots to have a variance in this case, but you would lose 30% if you adhered to
the ordinance. Seven to eight lots could ultimately be eradicated from the plan. And that is just a judgment call on that. Only because of, given the geometric constraints of the land and trying to make the roads and other, it's really a geometry issue. I don't think it's an environmental issue. I think it's a geometry issue. And giving an aesthetic to the community and an identity with the open space, I think we've adjusted the plan to best accommodate all those different challenges and constraints.
Sir, if this was denied, would you look at the 150-foot?
My client would have to direct me in that regard.
Mr.
further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,359 under advisement.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,359 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir?
Case number 10,003.